What a wonderful song there on C91.3. Here comes the Hot Stepper. And my next guest in the studio, Scott and Amanda Miller, and we're just sharing that it's sort of the song you'd play when you're having your roast on a Sunday night, and Dad would be there with the, you know, the carving fork and the carving knife, walking around the table, dun da 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 da, and Mum saying, "Here comes the gravy, da 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 da," and the kids all smiling. You know how it is, families on a Sunday night. Yes. Scott, how are you going?
Yeah, not too bad. Pat, how are you?
I'm really good, mate. And Amanda, how are you?
Yes, not too bad, thank you.
We might just move your a little bit closer to that mic. There you go. It's one of them funny little mics. Well, it's not funny. It's a sad little mic, actually. And Scott and Amanda, you may have heard already, they're organising an event for their daughter, Friends of Alyssa Night. And Scott, tell me a little bit about Alyssa and why this event is on.
Well, at age 10 months, Alyssa was diagnosed with leukemia. It's been a bit of a rough sort of trip since then. The first 2 months or so was spent actually in Randwick Hospital.
Yeah.
And then now it's just a matter of travelling back and forth and,
How did you find out? What led to that diagnosis?
Initially, she had temperatures for only about a week. She had temperatures for... then we noticed there was a bit of a rash around her ankle, and she hadn't been putting any weight on her legs for about the week that she's had the temperature. So I took her down to the doctors. They at first thought that it would be meningococcal, so admitted her into Campbelltown Hospital. And then that night, when they were running all the blood tests, they came back the next morning. The specialist said, "Pack your bags, you're off to Randwick. It's actually leukemia." So they had the specialist teed up waiting for us at Randwick for us to arrive.
So how did that hit you?
Yeah, pretty hard. It was pretty hard to deal with for the first couple of weeks. Were really tough and really hard to talk to anyone about. And it was pretty tough.
So you're on the net trying to find out everything you can about it?
No, not really. I'm sort of just sitting back and just letting it sort of just seeing how it all goes. I don't think I really want to know too much because there's a lot of information there on the net, as the specialist told us, that if you read up on it, there's so much information on the net that isn't true.
Yeah.
And it's varying for every different case and different age group and that sort of thing too.
So yourself, Amanda, that must have knocked you around.
It did, that's for sure. Terrible. Worst few days of our lives. Really, really bad. But once we got to Randwick and we met our oncologist, who's a really lovely lady, then we just got on with it. And we just have to be positive, and we've been positive ever since. We don't get me wrong, we have our moments, but we try to be strong. And for Alyssa, who smiles every day, and it doesn't really affect her, so we have to smile as well and just get on with it.
But Scott's always had his moments, even before she was born. You're a DJ out there, Scott, aren't you?
Yeah, sure am.
You're amongst it in... You know, I've worked with you many times on Care Flight and MacArthur District Temporary Family Care. They're balls as well, you know?
Yep.
And you're a hard worker, mate. So, Amanda, how's this changed your life?
Well, lots of things. I had only been back to work for 2 weeks when she was diagnosed, so I've had to cut right back at work. Alyssa now has no immune system, so we can't take her many places. We sort of wrap her in cotton wool and hope she doesn't get infections. Our 3-year-old Madeline, her life has just been turned upside down, and it's so terrible when your 3-year-old tells you that her sister has cancer and it's called leukemia, and the doctors and nurses will make her feel better. Like, it's just something that you don't want your 3-year-old to have to talk about, and let alone your 1-year-old have to go through.
Yeah. And so... How often are you going into Randwick?
It depends. This last week we've had a week off, which has been excellent, so we haven't been back for a week. But before then we were in hospital for about 60 days, and it was really good. They sent some chemotherapy home with us to go to Campbelltown, and the people at Campbelltown Hospital are amazing, and so are the people at Randwick. You've just got so much support from the hospital staff. But coming up in this next month when we go back to chemo, we will be having more overnight stays, possibly weekly stays, and lots of driving on that M5.
Yeah. So how is the chemo? How is that taken orally? Is it?
There are some oral chemotherapy that we have to bring home and prepare for her. Other things, Alyssa has a central line, which to me just looks like a tube coming out of her chest, and that's where it's all IV. Most of the chemotherapy, it's quite toxic. It's terrible when they tell you, as a mother, you have to wear gloves to change your own daughter's nappy. But it's just that toxic that they say you can't, like, you just can't touch it. Otherwise, it's very dangerous for people who don't have cancer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so the way that it's going, how is it a couple more weeks? Is it what's the length of time that she's with chemo?
At the initially, they tell you it's 2 years worth of treatment. Pretty full on for the first 12 months, and then they put you onto maintenance, which is oral chemotherapy every day plus IV possibly once a week, and then I think it goes to once a month. Or they are talking to us quite seriously about doing a stem cell transplant because it just gives better odds for kids with infant leukemia, where the success rates aren't as high as childhood leukemia.
Yeah, and when would that be?
They've sort of said possibly end of January, early February, but we're just waiting on another test result to come back, which Alyssa will have her bone marrow aspiration on Wednesday to determine, and then we wait a couple of weeks for those results to come back, and then we'll know for sure where we're going.
Yeah, yeah. Are you a local girl?
Yeah, grew up in Bradbury.
Yeah.
Yep.
And where are you now?
We live in St Helens Park.
St Helens Park,
yep.
Yeah. So, Scott, what about you, mate? This has knocked you around, hasn't it?
Ah, sure has, mate, yeah.
Yeah, makes you appreciate life a lot more, doesn't it?
Ah, it definitely does, yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about this fundraiser.
A group of girls from the patrons that attend Fever at Campton RSL, where
I wouldn't go to Fever. frightens me, you get attacked.
No.
Because I'm fairly good looking, right? And I walked in there once, and I won't tell you what happened to me. No, just joking.
Yes.
I'm not really that good looking.
So a group of girls from that attend Fever heard about Melissa's, what she's going through, and thought they'd get together and start to organise something to help pay for the sort of expenses and just living expenses too, for if do go down the path of the transplant, means we'll be in isolation for 6 to 9 weeks. So basically, because the treatment itself basically kills all immunity, all everything. So the slightest little bug can just be worst case scenario.
Yeah, yeah. What goes through your mind? You're sort of humbled, aren't you?
Yeah, that's it. It's you just get lost for words. You just have to carry on with life and as best you can.
Yeah. We might drag that scallywag Narelle Dukes to come and have a bit of a chat shortly about what she's doing with this fundraiser. Is it a fundraiser or a fundraiser? They're raising fun on the night, aren't they?
It's going to be a lot of fun on the night, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Good on you, mate. So hang around, will you?
Yep, sure will.
Cheers. And you're with Captain Pat on C91.3, and I'm just talking to Scott and Amanda about their little girl, Alyssa. And did I say that right?
Alyssa.
Gee, I just got the evil eye off Amanda in the studio. Once this microphone goes off, I can see the rolling pin coming over on Captain Pat's head.